Today's reading is taken from Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
We are exploring the life we were made for. And last week I talked about that overflowing life that God offers us when Jesus joins his life to ours and begins to transform us into the people we were always meant to be. But for many today, that's a difficult message to hear for two reasons. Firstly, our culture thrives on sound bites. Give me your 280 character tweet, or even better, just show me a photo. But union with Christ is a deep reality that we steadily grow into. Secondly, the Bible says that we are not at the center of the universe. And that is so countercultural. Take, for example, a song that you will know if you have a younger child or grandchildren. Here is a little snippet. It's time to see what I can do, to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go. You knew that, didn't you? It's a powerful emotional anthem. And it perfectly captures the modern Western mindset. Autonomy, individualism, freedom, choice. The dominant script of our day is this: choose your own identity. And only you can do it. And there are no rules, no right, no wrong, no rules for me. This is a gadget I love a lot. I also have a phone and a computer of the same brand, and its logo is a bitten apple. Remind you of anything? Adam and Eve and the serpent? Should God really have said, why are we not allowed to eat from that tree? No right, no wrong, no rules for me. Choose your own identity. It's not called a Wii phone, it's called an iPhone. Now, choose your own identity as a life maxim does have some benefits. Let's be clear about that. It emphasizes equality and justice, and those are important gospel values. But it also comes at a very high price. Let me explain. Firstly, it can lead to paralysis. If there are so many options, which one shall I choose? And as a consequence, secondly, this leads to greater anxiety. The levels of anxiety and depression are higher today than they have ever been. Because success is up to me and my choices. And if I fail, I have no one else to blame. So many people feel inadequate because their self-image doesn't measure up to the airbrushed image of the people they look up to. Thirdly, the availability of so many choices actually makes us unhappier. Because if I have so many options, surely one of them will be perfect. They never are. Even Apple products aren't perfect. And this discontentment affects our relationships. What we see on the screen and Hollywood and social media looks so much better than my family, my spouse. And so I feel let down, or I'm not willing to commit. For better, for worse, till death us do part, is not part of the choose your own identity script. And so the promised freedom never materialises. It is ironic that Princess Elsa sings about her choice to be free while she is locking herself in an ice palace of her own making. W.H. Auden writes, "Each in the cell of himself is almost convinced of his freedom." The Gospel, the good news of Jesus, is offering us another way to be. He has died for us to redeem our past. And when Jesus joins his life to ours, he gives us a completely new identity found outside of ourselves. Faith is finding your identity in Christ. And that frees us from the paralysis, the pressure and the anxiety and the discontentment of choose your own identity. What Jesus seems to be offering us in our gospel reading today doesn't seem very attractive at first sight. Take my yoke upon you. Yoke? Surely not. I want to be free. But the yoke of choose your own identity is so much heavier. When Jesus joins his life to mine, as two oxen are yoked together, he becomes my burden carrier. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Jesus takes from you the burden of the past, the anxiety about the future, and the pressure of constructing a perfect identity. You are loved and chosen by the God of the universe. This union with Christ gives us permission to rest. Because there is one choice that is more important than any other choice you will ever make. Thy will be done or my will be done. And when we put our trust in God, when we are reborn, we know that the answer to all those questions, am I significant? Have I done enough? Am I accepted? Is your life is safe. It is now hidden with Christ in God.
So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ who is in your life is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory.
The only way to enter this life is to receive it like little children, as Jesus indicates in our gospel reading. Your life is safe. You have found your place. You are home. So yes, your life is not about you. Jesus displaces you from the center of your life. But now you get to be part of something much bigger. You are invited into God's story, the best story of them all. And your unique personality is not erased or quashed, but will thrive and contribute to that greater story. J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings was made into a blockbuster movie trilogy a few years ago, and Tolkien himself said, "We love these stories because they are hints and echoes of the one true story we were made to hear, the Gospel. The most magical story of them all." So if you have walked with Jesus for some time, but you sense that gap between the biblical vision and your own reality, here is a simple but profound daily exercise. Turn the conversation in your head from I to we. Christ has joined his life to ours. He's there as our constant conversation partner. Talk with him about what you see and hear and do, your joys, your fears. And over time, this will help us to grow into this new identity. Last month, Ravi Zacharias died. He was an enormously gifted communicator of the Christian faith, who connected with princes and paupers and people of many faiths and of no faith. When he was 17, he tried to commit suicide. And as he was recovering in hospital, someone gave him a Bible, and he read John 14, verse 19. Jesus says, "Because I live, you also will live." That changed his life, and through his work, thousands of lives have been changed. Jesus is inviting you into his story today. If you have never responded to his invitation, or if you sense you have actually lived another story, can I invite you to pray with me? Lord Jesus, I have heard your call to follow you, and I come. I surrender my self-centered life. Let your will be done. Fill me with your Spirit, your Holy Spirit. I gladly take your yoke upon me. Thank you, Jesus, that I am now in you and you in me. Amen.